is 91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. A vibrant and growing fashion industry is taking shape in Cincinnati. We'll talk about why Cincinnati is attracting designers and students. And later in the hour, a preview of the Photo Focus Biennial, a month-long celebration of photography and lens-based art in Cincinnati. But first, joining me to talk about fashion in Cincinnati, our Director of Community Relations and Internal Communications for Macy's, Jean Reisinger-Coggin, from the University of Cincinnati College of Design, Architecture, Art, and Planning, or DAP, Professor of Fashion Design, Margie Velker-Ferrier, and Associate Director for Non-Academic Programming, Lori Lisk-Wilson. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or email us, talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Certainly glad to have you all here today. So what is it about fashion in Cincinnati? Tell us what the fashion culture is like here.
Well, it used to be quite lively. We've gone through a period of demise, but I think because of our College of DAP and our fashion design and product development majors, it's growing again. And a lot of the students who graduate from here after they've done all their co-ops in New York, California, Texas, Minneapolis, would like to stay here. They've loved their lives here and they would like to come back. Plus, we're attracting a lot of out-of-state students now. And some of them have decided that starting their own businesses is possible because of low cost and Etsy and the internet, and they're reaching out, they're establishing things, starting slowly, and then building on that.
I believe, too, that, you know, it used to be, back in the day, as we say, that, you know, fashion was done first in Milan, Paris, New York, and it took, you know, a long time for it to take effect in other markets or, you know, Midwest markets. And now, you know, I mean, we all can see what goes on the runway real time. You know, we know what's the next thing. The public knows, if they're interested, what's coming next. And so they expect that from our retailers. They expect to, you know, see versions of that, and they want to know that they can, you know, be fashion ready and fashion savvy by shopping right here in Cincinnati, and they can do that.
At Macy's, do you ever use any local designers? How does that work?
Well, there are two ways we're connected to the school most. One is through the fashion design department, and we have had students go on to co-op at our merchandising group in New York. And we have a longstanding partnership with our store planning, construction, and engineering department. We have co-ops and interns on store design, and that group of Macy's is based here in Cincinnati. So we have, every year, we have people join us within that area. And the creativity that you see students bring is really renowned in the industry.
Margie, you were talking about how the fashion industry was big at one point, and then there was a bit of a demise, and it's building again. When was it big before?
In the 50s and 60s. We had Polly Flinders, the children's wear company that did all of the smocking. We had, we had Getting Jenny, we had Pogues, we had Macy's, Shillitoe's,
right,
et cetera, that whole link. We had Maybelline Carew. We had a huge, we had McAlpin's, mm-hmm. a huge amount of retail space. In fact, I think we had more retail than any other city in the country, the sizable retail. And then slowly, as the people who owned these companies disappeared or their children didn't want to take them over, they educated into medical or something other than that, and those sort of disappeared. Now we don't have much of a large-scale industry, but we do have some startups, and several of our graduates, and I'd say in the last decade, have made some inroads. Mary Boddicker, for instance, started a children's wear line, and she hires co-ops. She also has just announced that she's large enough that her clothing is going to be made in China now, but she'll still need the core design studio that she had. Jenna Russo's doing alternative bridal gowns. Rosie Kovacs, Brush Factory, has been a huge supporter of the industry here. And Ajahn Shokohi is doing couture for Cincinnati. And if you are lucky enough to have a ticket to one of her shows, you're in for a real treat.
One of the things I'd like to mention, and Macy certainly is always looking for new designers to add to not only our assortment, but to the industry in general. We have a program called the Workshop at Macy's, which has been around for several years. It's designed specifically to work with women and minority-owned businesses. It's a free workshop, takes place in New York for almost a week every year in the spring. And for those who are interested, macysinc.com, you can go there to find out about it, because we certainly are hoping to inspire the next generation of designers out there.
Oh, that's something the students would love to know more about.
It's really exciting. I think that the general interest we've seen in the public in fashion and in general as a topic, as a career, part of the work that I do with the university is to work with high school students and help give them the experience, whether it's in fashion design, industrial graphic, or whatever. We really see that there's a much greater interest, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact we watch reality television, Project Runway, and we actually have a DAP grad that was a top three in Project Runway on season 6, Althea Harper. There's just a greater interest, and so what we as a university are doing are trying to give experiences for the public, for students who want to know more about the industry, for people who, you know, just want to have an experience, adults who want to have a fashion experience. So one of the things we're doing is style studies, which is our first trip will be this fall in October to New York City for 5 days. And they'll get a behind-the-scenes look. We're going to take a wonderful tour of the Herald Square Macy's store as part of our week there and talk to an archivist and find out about the history of that. So it'll be a really exciting.
And we do adventure. Have information about that on our website, wvxu.org, if you're interested in that trip coming up next month. Let's talk a little bit about the whole idea of small designers and small studios. I think most people, the average person anyway, goes to the department store or to the outlet store and picks some clothes off the rack. How many people really in this area are getting clothes designed just for them?
A few. Typically, someone who has a startup is not charging couture prices. They are trying to be part of the local standard cost of clothing. A lot of our former students are on Etsy, Etsy.com. They have their piecework, because that they can reach a larger audience.
So even though they're designing here, they're designing for people all over the place.
Yes. The internet has been a great help for young people to start. Typically, we always say you have to crawl, then you walk, then you run. And crawling is very easy with something like the internet, Etsy, et cetera. They may not have a brick and mortar store, but they can certainly put their product out to the whole world. And I'd say they're pretty successful. Some of the others, like Mary and Ajahn, have made greater strides. Ajahn sells through a golf course out in Fairfield, I believe. It's not impossible. They find what they can, where they can. And, of course, they tap into our co-op students. Everyone does. Mm-hmm. Macy's does, to our own design students. Sometimes they take 6 of them, and they're building their business that way.
You know, UC was the first university in the country to offer co-op. And because of that, they've always been a leader. And through our business school, our School of Engineering, and our design school, when a graduate comes out of our design program, they come out with 5 semesters of experience, work experience, real world. And so that's why we have such a high rate of students that are scooped right up. You know, usually by a co-op employer, but, you know, somebody that sees them and that goes, okay, I can have a student that's just had, you know, a 4-year experience, or I can have somebody who's had real, you know, real world experience too.
We're talking today about fashion in Cincinnati, and my guests are Director of Community Relations and Internal Communications for Macy's, Jean Reisinger-Coggan, from the University of Cincinnati College of Design, Architecture, Art, and Planning, or DAP, Professor of Fashion Design, Margie Velker-Ferrier, and Associate Director for Non-Academic Programming, Lori Lisk-Wilson. If you have a question or a comment, we'd like to hear from you. Our phone number is 513-419-7100, or you can email us, talk@wvxu.org. Is Cincinnati a fashion
conscious city? Is it a city that, you know, you think about New York, you expect to see a particular look on people when you walk down the street. What do you expect out of Cincinnati?
I believe that pockets of Cincinnati definitely are, and I think the proof of that is if you go to a fashion event in the city, whether it be, you know, an event that Macy's holds or such as our fashion show that we have every year. We have about 1,500 people that are clamoring to get there. You really see it all, you know, I mean, as far as the perspective of what they have on. And I believe it's just very individualized. It's you know, I don't think there's any one look, quote unquote, that you expect out of Cincinnati. I remember my very first trip to New York City, and that was a long time ago. But I knew that I needed to have black on, period, and not ever think about anything else to not appear kind of out of place. And I said, I remember when I took a group of fashion directors there, and it was in the 80s, and this is where long column knit skirts were very popular, and then the tunic over top. You know, we thought we were all really very sophisticated, and we got off the plane and we hit 7th Avenue and we looked around, and black mini skirts had broken in the city, and everybody had one on except the, you know, 15 of us, and we like we just stepped off the tourist plane. And so we went into Macy's. I remember this distinctly. And for the moment, we rolled up our skirts, and luckily we had tunics on that covered the, you know, the roll around our waistlines, and we all bought a black skirt that day so we wouldn't, you know, stick out. So you know, I mean, it's there's uniforms out there.
It's interesting to just think about all of that and how you noticed that the second, you know, you got into the city. Jean, talk about what you said that there's some fall trends coming out right now. What are people interested in?
Absolutely. Thank you. What we're seeing now are a combination of things. Lori was talking about the skirt length, but similarly, I think whether you're interested in color or a strong pattern or a sheath dress or something more loose fitting, I think you'll find something at Macy's this fall that speaks to you. The rock chic look is in with lace and leather, but not necessarily head to toe. So you can find a piece there that works for you. If you want to be more casual, kind of a luxurious sweatshirt silhouette that may be sequin or beading, or a jumpsuit if you want to be
those are
on
back.
Trend.
That's mm-hmm.
It is.
I remember those from my college days.
Oh, yeah. I think we're looking at the 80s a little bit again. This, right. I mean, just from what I've seen when we've gone out to do events, yeah.
One of the things I think that we bring to the audience at the UC show is a combination of reality that you see and what Macy's is offering in our trend merchandise, which starts the show each year, and then the cutting edge vision of the UC students. Each year, the May 1st is the show coming up this year where we'll present our spring trend, and then the students will follow with their interpretation of what the fashion future will be. And it's always interesting in the audience to see. You can see a bit of that trend at Macy's now, and then you can see the future of fashion on the runway.
It's yes. It's always exciting to see the vision. I remember the first time I was exposed to DAP and UC and their design students. And I was actually with Mercantile Department Stores here when we were based out of here. And I sat on a jury. And I literally sat there and tears started to run down my face. And I was like, what's going on here? What am I experiencing here? But it was pure, unabashed creativity. There were no limitations. They didn't have to produce it in mass. They didn't have to worry about, you know, markdown dollars to give. It was just, this was their vision. And that, I think, is the beauty of that capstone project for the senior students.
Yes, the students have already started working on their capstone collections for this spring. They worked on them all summer, all their research. They're much more in depth and much more intellectual than they used to be. But I have the privilege of working with the students to develop their capstone thesis. And then they do 100 sketches. From the sketches, they select about a dozen, and then they pare them down, and then they start draping and doing pattern making for those. By the end of the summer, they've done 2 garments.
Do you ever see anything from the student designers that you work with that does become a trend in time? Have you seen any of their work?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Almost every collection is about a trend that does come. Maybe they're ahead of their time. And it's very important for the students to be able to do that, because if you were just following trends instead of creating them, mm-hmm. then we'd be wearing the same thing we did. Although maybe, yes, 80s. But
are the shoulder pads coming back?
Oh, please. Please, no. Let's hope not.
We're rounded, sloped shoulders right now.
Yeah.
the rounded look is, or the oval shape is very important. But they do have to step out ahead, and people say, oh my gosh, no one would ever wear that. But somebody will take that idea mm-hmm. and water it down and make it wearable for the rest of us.
So the things we see on the runway are not necessarily items people are actually going to wear.
They're about creativity.
Adapt, right. Mm-hmm. And I remember a few years back, it's been several years ago because we were down in the convention center when this collection came out. And you probably remember who it is, Margie. I don't do that. But they had, it was... what we would call like something REI would have today, but it was a collection where the girl's jacket made into a hammock. So she had boning in the back of the jacket that flipped into a brace for a hammock, and then the jacket flipped out and was the you know cloth part of it. And each garment in that particular collection, you know, worked into a functional piece for camping. And so we see those kind of things now, you know, on sale. Where, you know, there's that cross purpose of, mm-hmm. of garments.
Yes. And I think, prior to that collection, there was someone who turned the bag inside out and put it in a zippered pocket. Well, last mm-hmm. year, that was the big thing that everybody was doing with the down coats that would zip into a small pouch and you could put it in your purse and carry it.
We saw one this weekend at Macy's by Michael mm-hmm. Kors, has a, you know, a flat. It looks nice and puffy and lofty. And then, you know, in 30 seconds, it's pushed down into a little bag that's about 6 inches tall.
I mean, it took a few years, but eventually the ideas do, you know, someone does it on the runway and then it becomes something that eventually everybody wants. But it is modified. It's not the crazy stuff. Although the crazy stuff makes fashion really fun, too.
I think of stretch through the years. When we were first writing about that, people were thinking about stretch in their clothing. Why would I want that? And originally, you know, that seemed very extreme. And through the years now, everyone expects to have Lycra or some sort of a stretch garment for comfort and durability. And again, it started with an extreme thought and then becomes much more practical. And now you'd think, well, of course.
Well, what are some of the things that are out there now that we might go, what in the world that you think are going to come through in a couple of years?
Well, I was just telling the ladies that I was looking at the Milan people on the street, and they were wearing the big, what we used to call elephant legs.
Elephant bells.
Yes.
Oh, bell bottoms?
Hate to say I had a pair, but I did.
Oh, I love them. They were
had a peace symbol on it somewhere, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, actually, I was in Paris when I bought my first one, so... that was the beginning of that 4-year experience, which was really fun and something that I brought back to UC. And that's how I actually got here. And the way Paris designs by sketching, that was something that I brought to UC and what we've continued to do. And it's now changing a bit. We're using our cell phones more, capturing things that we see, bringing them back, trying them, putting... draping things on the dress form, capturing it with a cell phone, putting it in your process book. It's become, well, the world is really at the fingertips of the students.
Fast.
Do you think that Cincinnati will ever be thought of, I'm sure not completely the way New York or Paris are, not in the same sentence necessarily, but maybe in the same paragraph? Do you see that there's enough design going on here?
Well, because of the school, yes, I do.
I think that we are known. DAP really has, it's a jewel in the crown of the university, and we have interest, you know, from international students all the time, students all across the country. We started something called DAP Camp 4 years ago for high school students. And, you know, the first camp you had to go, I said we had to go out and knock on all the doors of the schools and say, please come to our camp. But now, you know, they're clamoring to find out more about it because young people, I find that if somebody's interested in design as a high school student, if their parents aren't involved in the industry in some way, shape, or form, they really don't know where to go. And so with ideas like the camp, they can come and experience it, and they just are better prepared so they don't kind of stagger around figuring out what direction they want to go and discover it halfway through their college career or afterwards. They enter purposefully. So, you know, to answer, are we going to be a center for fashion leadership? Well, we already are from the education perspective, certainly. And Jean, I know you see that.
I think that's one of the main reasons that Macy's has continued to be a sponsor. This is the 10th year we've been the presenting sponsor for the gigantic DAP show coming up. And we really look at it an investment in the future of retailing as an industry, not just, again, on the merchandising side, but the store planning. Just as Macy's is based here and UC is based here, we both have national reach. And certainly UC is considered one of the top schools in the country, which a lot of people don't realize for fashion. So our involvement has included being a part of producing the show, adding amenities through the years for the guests. We really believe in it very strongly and really proud of that connection. And again, not just for Macy's in specific benefit, but for the industry as a total.
Now, clothes have changed over the years, though, in terms of, you know, I remember when I was in high school and I saved up and spent $50 to buy a dress. And I mean, that was many weeks of allowance and weeks of babysitting. And $50 just seemed like a lot of money. Today, I can get that dress that would probably work for a special occasion, maybe for $40 if you look in the right places. You don't necessarily have to spend as much on clothing.
Right.
Is it strictly because it's being made elsewhere, or is it something else?
Well, part of it is how good they are. They, meaning all of the manufacturers. We just had one of our students, former students, go to H&M in Sweden as a designer. Which is so great, and the industry has such they've eliminated and all the extra things. For instance, why can Target charge something that is not very costly and bring it to you right away? It's because they get everything right along the system. They don't have a lot of remakes or sending something back to the manufacturer, et cetera. They get it all right up front. That saves a lot of money, so the cost can be less.
I think there's a lot less middle ground, I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was in retail a long, long time before becoming involved with DAP, and I know, Jean, you can speak to this, but the streamlining of the business itself, you know, we went from where we had our own set of buyers in a market the size of Lexington, Kentucky, to now where, you know, buyers would be located regionally or nationally in many chains. And so I think that you're just smarter. Business technology has allowed us to work much more efficiently and effectively.
I think Macy's has a good balance because our merchants are based in New York, but in our regions throughout the country, we have district merchants and planners who are very attuned to what local tastes are. So if you walked into a Macy's in Cincinnati and any other city, including New York, you'd see a vastly different assortment based on the color and the sizing and the vendors. And it's in direct response to what customers are looking for. So I think that's part of the formula that Margie's alluding
yes.
to.
That's even true in Cincinnati. There are certain Macy's stores in Cincinnati where you're going to find different things mm-hmm. than others.
Absolutely.
And you are, I guess, applying to your or catering to the clientele in that area?
Exactly.
You know, something else you were talking about, the startup kind of designer look or the smaller designer, and something that Macy's has done recently is as seen on the runway, and they'll have pop-up shops that are there for, you know, maybe a 6 weeks, just focusing on one new designer that would be coming in, maybe seen in the New York shows, that has done a small capsule for Macy's. So that allows Macy's to really show that unique, you know, designer in a larger, you know, retail format.
What about men's clothes? We haven't talked about men's clothes at all. Are we designing for men's clothes too?
Oh, yes. In fact, one of our colleagues has just put out a book on menswear pattern making, and it's probably going to be the best, most complete one that's been published in years. So that's Inju Kim. Just get a little
that's
plug
awesome.
In for her.
Awesome.
She's been great. We have our staff at UC is very international, at the moment. Menswear is, the place where you're going to find the most trends. We always said men don't create trends. They follow trends. Therefore, if you're going to do something new, do it for women. However, that's changing due to the hip-hop industry, all of the music business, et cetera. A lot of the men there are now setting trends. So we, of course, are going to follow them and see what they're doing for us, because that'll then trickle down to the women.
Yeah, we talk to our students a lot about you know, the business of fashion and really what influences it. And we see a large interest of students from our business school, from the sociology department, you know, who really have an interest in fashion and fashion design and the business of fashion, who want to work in it in a variety of ways. And so we're trying to do outreach for those students as well. And I know that you, at Macy's do, you know, have a lot of the business students that come in, you know, to do their co-ops through you all too.
As well. And I don't want to forget the men if we're talking about trend. Vests are back that you may be seeing out there. And in terms of color, gray and olive are very strong for fall and sort of that rustic backwoods sort of feeling. So we're not leaving them out in terms of what they'll see at Macy's.
Mm-hmm. Also, I was at a party this weekend, and it was an opening for a new addition to a store. And there was a young man there with this suit on that was totally printed. And all the colors in the rainbow.
Yeah.
But are men going to have to go wear jumpsuits like the women? That's what...
Probably.
They're streamlined. They do make it appear taller. That's for sure.
So. There you go. Well, thank you all so much for being here. Time's up. It was a great pleasure. It went very, very quickly.
Thank you.
And do you want to mention your trip again?
Absolutely. Lauren? Style Studies, our inaugural trip, is going to New York City the week of October 13th. We have spaces left. We will fly out on the Ultimate Air Shuttle on Monday morning. So it's going to be a real treat. We're staying at the New York Hilton near the Fashion District, and we will be all over the place in the city, and the vendors have just opened wide their arms for us, so we're really excited about giving
and
a real true
have
experience.
Info about that on our website. Again, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
We've been talking fashion in Cincinnati. My guest today, we're Director of Community Relations and Internal Communication for Macy's, Jean Reisinger-Coggin from the University of Cincinnati College of Design, Architecture, Art, and Planning, Professor of Fashion Design, Margie Velker-Ferrier, and Associate Director for Non-Academic Programming, Lori Lisk-Wilson. In a moment, we'll talk about a celebration of photography in Cincinnati. This is Cincinnati Edition.